You've got to tune to the afternoon show. Kevin Cole with you. It's KEXP Seattle. Just heard music from Band of Horses from their new one, which is called Why Are You Okay? Song called In a Drawer. Ryan Adams with his version of Taylor Swift's Bad Blood from his Song by Song take of the album 1989. Lord Huron with The World Ender from Strange Trails. And brand new music from Dinosaur Jr., a song called I Told Everyone. Again, it's here on the afternoon show. Kevin Cole with you with the Jayhawks live in studio. Welcome back to KEXP.
Hey, Kevin.
It's nice great having you here.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
We go way back, don't we?
We do.
Minneapolis days. Yeah.
We do.
Yes.
It's great to see you. Always great to see you. I absolutely love the new album.
Good.
It's gorgeous.
That was my goal when we did this record. It's like, how do we please Kevin Cole?
You did. It's so fantastic. So I can't wait to hear some of the songs live, and want to tell listeners as well that you are at the Neptune Theater tonight.
Yes, we are.
So want to take it away? We're doing kind of a somewhat acoustic version today?
Yes.
I see that.
Pretty much acoustic except for the bass, which is electrified. Everything else is acoustic.
All right. The Jayhawks live. KEXP.
So, Tim, you start this wrong.
Hailstones and butterscotch, firewalls, forget-me-nots. Baby, won't you take a chance on me? A stuggy embrace to fall, hung my holster on your wall. Baby, won't you take a chance on me? Flies buzz around your pain. Inside your head, just too complicated to describe. Two bombs almost came to blows. Christmas comes and Christmas goes, stealing all my thunder with your smile.
The Jayhawks live at the Neptune tonight and live on the afternoon show right now. It's a track from the new album, Paging Mr. Proust. The Devil Is in Her Eyes. Great song.
Okay, this one's called Lovers of the Sun. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, girl, look at what you've done. All in ruins, nothing won. Pixies, empty stalls, collecting numbers, never call, never call. Just watch her run,
watch her run.
She's a lover of the sun. Robert Frost, she'll find a way of getting lost. White noise, hit an all-time low. There's more to life than letting go, letting go. Just watch her run,
watch her run.
Lover of the sun.
Watch her run.
Just watch her run.
Watch her run.
She's a lover of the sun. Over rolling hills, along the highway, far behind it almost fades away. When
Jayhawks, Lovers of the Sun, live here on the afternoon show, sounding fantastic. Gary, in addition to your hair, you know, beautiful and aging well, man, your voices have aged. God, they sound great.
Yeah, the voices, I don't know what's going on, but getting to be able to sing higher for some reason.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds great, and the harmonies are amazing, and really stand out on the new album as well.
I think that if there was one, there were a couple goals on this record, and one was I just really wanted to take advantage of the fact that we have two great singers beyond my mediocre voice, but we have Karen and Tim, and I always, you know, when we'd play shows, people would always say, "I want to hear more Karen and Tim singing," and I thought, "Yeah, you know, you're right."
It's the Jayhawks live on KEXP. Gary Loris, Karen Grotberg, Tim O'Regan, Mark Perlman, and we have a new fresh face, too.
A fresh face. Chet Leister from Portland, Oregon, who we were lucky enough to meet down in Todos Santos, Mexico.
And, oh, cool.
Just turned out great, and Chet's just elevated our game, you know, musically.
So that, I've heard, is a fantastic festival that Peter Buck curates, right? And I'm sure you've run into Peter Buck multiple times throughout the band's incredible journeys. But Peter Buck and Tucker Martine produced the new record. How did that come about? Did it have anything to do with hooking up at the festival or just something you'd been meaning to collaborate on and work together?
No, you're right. You know, we've known him for a long time, but not very well. And I remember him showing up at an in-store in Athens, Georgia in like 1986 or 7 when we were doing an in-store. And, you know, he's just a huge music fan.
Totally,
and we were, you know, definitely fans of his, the band R.E.M. And so when we were invited to play that festival, it was a year ago, January was the first time we played. And he just planted the seed and said, you know, when you're looking to make the next record, I'd love to be a part of it and produce it. So when it came time to pick a producer, his name came up. And at the same time, our manager, Jake Gralnick, was thinking of Tucker Martine, and they both lived in Portland, and it just worked out great that it was a really good team.
Had they worked together before? Did they work as a team? Did you bring them together for the first time?
They had worked together, or just I'm not sure, or knew each other, but they definitely sometimes that's a difficult thing because a lot of time producers don't want to share the helm. It can get really iffy. We had that situation in 2003 when we had Ethan Johns producing Rainy Day Music, but he'd kind of have to answer to Rick Rubin as the executive producer, and that was difficult, I think, for Ethan because he's kind of his own guy and doesn't want to have to turn in his schoolwork at the end of the day. So, but this really worked out well with Tucker and Peter.
That's part of the reason I asked because I thought it could be really challenging, right? Without clear roles or ownership. You mentioned goals and bringing out the vocals in the band as being one of the goals. When you go into a project, do you have set goals? Like, do you write things down?
No,
ahead of time?
No.
I didn't think so.
When I say goals, it wasn't like I had this big, you know, pie chart or spreadsheet or anything.
The goal came up after you finished. Oh, yeah,
that's
what we were trying to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. So you recorded in Portland. So you spent a little time here in the Pacific Northwest. How was that?
Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, I think there's a somewhat of a kindred spirit between the Northwest and Minneapolis. I think there's a similar vibe. But I loved it. We loved it. And we just had a great time there. I think it was a great Tucker Studio, Flora Recording and Playback was just kind of, we walked into the studio and we said, this is the right place, you know, with the right people.
Yeah.
That doesn't always happen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what you wish for sure. Was there a different approach to recording the material or writing the songs? I think this is the first new album. The last album you did.
I don't count that one.
Okay. So we won't count that one. So then it was probably 8 years before the last one.
Well, I think the big difference for the writing was that I went to rehab and I cleaned up my act and about 4 years ago. And so when I came out of rehab, I just spent a lot of time just getting reacclimated to the idea of liking music again. And then when I started writing, I was writing with no particular goal, as we're talking about goals. I didn't really know if it was going to be a Jayhawks record or whatever. I just started writing all kinds of songs, crazy experimental stuff, normal pop songs. And then when it became clear to me that I really needed the Jayhawks and I had this great band and I was lucky to have them. God, I'm really sucking up to you guys today. Aren't I? Yeah. But it's true. And then I realized, you know, this was going to happen. And then we started collaborating and rehearsing and jamming and all that stuff and recording it in our practice space. And then I started writing also specifically for the Jack. So I think for some reason that just worked in making it a little more freeform than normal.
It's as I mentioned, a gorgeous record, beautiful record. The production is amazing. Some really cool experimentation. The song Ace has just a killer groove to it and then sort of breaks down into, I think, what might surprise some Jayhawks fans. Just interesting noise and experimentation. Also, there's a little bits and pieces that come up that I was wondering if it was sort of you or did it happen in the studio working with Tucker and one thing I'm thinking about in particular is Pretty Roses in Your Hair. As the song kind of fades or ends, there's some really cool, there's kind of some distant drums and some bells and,
And birds.
It just creates a cool sonic, texture to the record.
Well, I think that I hate to say, but it really was me because I had done a lot of recordings like that. Those bells.
Yeah.
I live around three cathedrals or churches. There's a basilica and two big churches. So every day there's all these bells. So I started recording all these bells and the birds and then pile drivers and trains and then, you know, little things on my phone, little apps like the Therminator. Thereminator or whatever, as like a theremin thing, and little
that's cool. I'm gonna
little
download that.
Synth thing. Oh yeah, that's you want to irritate somebody on the train or the bus. You just
excellent.
Pull that out.
The irritator.
Yeah, the irritator, and stuff like that. I kind of imported into some of the sessions. Some of the demo stuff was actually put into the record, and some happened in the course of making the record. But yeah, that was kind of us more than being told to spread out. I think we just kind of initiated that.
So when you say, after going through rehab, just taking sort of more time, wondering what you were going to do, probably slowing down a bit, does the album title have anything to do with that, reflecting that sort of sensibility going into the record, paging Mr. Proust? Referencing French author Marcel Proust.
Right. Yeah, the guy who could write like 20 pages about a cookie or a bath or whatever. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the concept is that the world has become this thing about faster, smarter, better, upgrades, updates, accelerate, escalate. Everything's about, if we just get a little faster, a little smarter, then we're going to figure it all out. Everybody's going to be happy, and what they're finding is they're rushing through everything and the same old blah, 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 yada, yada, yada about people have forgotten how to slow down and actually be where they are with the people they're with. And so, I'm not perfect about that either, yeah. But I love Proust, and there was a couple friends who were traveling in Europe, and they swore they heard Marcel Proust being paged in an airport in Amsterdam, and I thought, I love this. I'm going to get so much grief for this, but... it is. I've been contacted by the Proust Society. It's
really?
Like all this stuff. Like I better finish these books. But I think there's a lot. It's kind of a cry for help. You see in the cover, which I love. There's a guy looking at the camera, and it's almost like, please help, help, because the world is kind of lost its perspective.
Yeah, the cover is absolutely beautiful, and it's different from other Jayhawks covers that tend to have maybe sort of. Somewhat more of a rustic quality to them. This one is super stylized. The photo's amazing. It's kind of retro-futuristic.
Right.
Which is kind of like us.
I agree. That wasn't really intentional, but I think it kind of sums up us up a little bit. That's the old Idlewild TWA terminal, which is now JFK. It still exists, but it's probably from, I don't know what that is, from 59 or something, Eero Saarinen, the famous architect, and... I love that cover. I think it's the first cover I've really loved on any of our records since Hollywood Town Hall. So,
which is a great cover. Jayhawks live here on the afternoon show. The new album is amazing. Jayhawks playing tonight at the Neptune Theater and live right now on the afternoon show.
Okay, we're going to do a song off the new record called Come Back Kids, featuring Karen Grotberg on the OP1. All right, ready?
Drove out to Hubert Humphrey at 5 in the morning. With a carry-on bag and a Southwest ticket in my hand. You were waiting at the gate in the same dress you wore the night I met you. Raced past the desk clerk, she looked up from her book to work and she smiled. I'd be you and me for the door on the sunlit desk. I've been here, kissed you. Your neck swept up like a graceful sail caught in the wind.
Live here on the afternoon show. That was Comeback Kids. New album is Paging Mr. Proust. Again at the
golf commentary.
The golf commentary.
Now okay. Gary is reaching over and getting his harmonica.
He's grabbing his harmonica stand and putting it around his neck.
Just in case they're confused, disoriented. So we'll end with a nice song. It's a pretty little song. It's a
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, yeah, it's you nice. Betcha. It's nice. You betcha. Oh, yeah. So who was that? Bob Ross? Was he that painter on PBS? That was, what a nice little happy tree there. Happy little. All right. Hold on, wait a sec. Why can I not hear your guitar? Can you? There you go.
You're so in love, little girl. So much in love, little girl. Running around in circles wide. You know it's a crime. No less, no more than a rose. No less, no more than a rose. Try to attack.
Jayhawks Live, Stumbling Through the Dark, from the 2003 album Rainy Day Music, their last album, if you don't count Mockingbird Time.
Now I feel bad.
Which
some
count.
People count it. No. We'll count it.
Sorry.
I'm blocking it out for some reason.
Comeback Kids from paging Mr. Proust here on your afternoon show. Playing at the Neptune tonight, then down at tomorrow night in Portland at the Revolution Theater.
Revolution Hall, is it called?
Yeah. The Revolution
Rev Hall. Rev Hall, as they say.
I wonder if the Revolution might play there. They're playing First Avenue.
They are playing First Avenue, right.
Yeah. And the Fillmore after that on Friday. Again, the new record sounds beautiful. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon.
Thanks, Kevin. Always good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see and hear you guys. The Jayhawks live on the afternoon show. Big time thanks to Jim, Justin, Scott on video, Alan taking photos. All that will be up on the site. Kevin on sound, Matt on the board, and Elaine, Nancy, Chelsea, and Larry for helping out behind the scenes, and all the donors who make all of this possible. It's listener-powered KEXP.